Okay, so let's dive into this because it's pretty wild. Picture this. You're adventurers, right? You've just finished dealing with some skeletons in a graveyard, standard stuff, and then suddenly, bam, you're not you anymore. You're a rat.
A rat, just like that.
Yeah, tiny rat. And you're in this room where everything, I mean, everything, the furniture, it's all massive, like you're in a giant's dollhouse or something.
Okay, disorientation level,
Yeah,
maximum.
totally. And then you spot your friends. Or, well, you spot two other rats that seem just as freaked out as you are, squeaking like mad.
So you recognize each other somehow, even as rats.
Apparently. But wait, it gets better. Or worse, there's a kitten named Fluffy.
Ah, a kitten.
Yeah, aw, until you realize you're appetizer-sized. And Fluffy's got backup. His mom, Muffy, full-grown cat.
Oh, okay, suddenly less cute. So undead one minute, the potential cat food the next.
Exactly. So our mission here for this deep dive is really to unpack this whole bonkers encounter. What happened? How did these players, these adventurers turned rats, even cope?
And what does it tell us about the game session itself, right? Because this comes from GM Wintermute's YouTube channel, the video, not Curse of Strahd, Episode 2, Cat Pees Mouse.
Good title.
Yeah, pretty descriptive. It really flags the core conflict, doesn't it? Cat versus mouse. Literally.
It really does. And it's important to remember this wasn't like a planned dungeon crawl. They were in a graveyard, then some kind of plane hopping thing happened,
Right.
and boom, Ratsville. It's so far from the gothic horror vibe they presumably started with.
Absolutely. It throws that whole expectation out the window. You think Strahd, you think vampires, mist, not Fluffy's batting
It
practice.
really shows how unpredictable these games can be, you know.
Yeah.
One minute, serious horror, the next. Well, this.
It's that collaborative storytelling element. Things can just pivot on a dime, sometimes based on a DM's sudden, maybe slightly mischievous idea. Apparently, the DM mentioned someone named Esky, not exactly flatteringly.
Right, suggesting it was maybe a bit of an improv curveball.
A major curveball. So the big reveal, you are all now rats. How do they take it initially?
Panic. Total panic. Forget shouting orders or casting spells. It's just squeaking, confused, terrified squeaking.
Can they understand each other's squeaks at least? Or is it just noise?
It seems like they can understand the intent, you know, but they can't speak actual words. Imagine trying to coordinate a defense when all you can do is squeak.
Yeah, that immediate loss of communication, their primary tool, must have just ramped up the fear. Forces them back to really basic instincts, I guess.
And right on cue, here comes Fluffy, just this little kitten peering down, probably thinking, ooh, new toys.
And then Mama Muffy appears, the real threat.
Yeah. And the DM's comment, if they're anything like my cats, I'm not in danger at all. That's just perfect dark humor, isn't it? Anyone with cats gets that.
It totally sets the tone.
Sure.
Funny, but also, yeah, you know cats. Playful can turn predatory fast, especially if you're, well, rat-sized.
It flips the whole power dynamic. These heroes who fight monsters are suddenly terrified of house pets.
Which makes you wonder, what can they even do? What resources do they have left?
Well, not much. Their swords, their armor, their spell components gone. Magic spells? Nope. But then someone spots them. Sewing needles.
Sewing needles, okay.
Yeah, suddenly these become like rat-sized swords, or maybe even ranged weapons. The DM apparently thought of them like blowgun darts initially, so they had the loading property.
Wait, they're debating game mechanics, like the finesse property, for sewing needles while hiding from cats.
I know, it's absurdly brilliant, isn't it? They're still gamers, even as rats, trying to optimize their needle attack.
That says a lot about the players, though. That instinct to engage with the rules, to find some way to fight back, even when it's, well, needles against cats.
Shows they haven't given up, right? But desperation definitely sets in. One player actually tries to cast Lightning Bolt, a fourth level spell.
As a rat, okay. Hope springs eternal, I guess.
The DM had to gently shut that down. Like, no magic spells, remember? But they did say class features and traits might still work, just not the magical ones.
Ah, okay, so maybe some passive abilities or non-magical skills.
Possibly. But then another player, maybe not quite processing the whole I am a tiny, fragile rat thing, tries to use Wild Shape.
Oh, into what? A bigger rat.
Who knows? But they try twice while having only one hit point and four temporary ones, like 5 HP total.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's optimistic. Shows how much they're reeling, just falling back on old habits.
Definitely. Then we get this little vignette. One player grabs a needle, tries to hide in a broom closet,
Smart, relatively safe.
and immediately gets spotted by Fluffy.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, Grandma, one of the characters I assume has a rougher time, Muffy just bats her, swats her like a toy mouse.
Oh no, how bad was it?
Bad enough she failed a saving throw and went flying 15 feet.
15 feet for a rat? That's like being thrown across a football field. Poor grandma.
And she's not done. She tries to hide under a rug, specifically in the mouth of what they think is a bear rug.
Okay, the imagery is just, wow, darkly funny.
But then comes the realization. They're cool glass features. Pretty much useless here. One player literally says they have nothing good against giant cats.
It highlights how specialized their skills usually are, doesn't it? Great against goblins, not so much against tabbies. Forces pure improvisation.
Which leads to more desperate tactics, like trying to stab the cat's paws from under a door with the needles.
Ow. Annoying for the cat, maybe, but probably not doing much damage.
Probably not. Then someone gets ambitious. Find a loose fireplace stone, climb up high, drop it on a cat.
Points for effort. Though the logistics of a rat carrying a stone and climbing, it shows that determination, though. They're not just rolling over.
And grandma. Yeah. She apparently says, not my first time being attacked by cats, and just keeps trying to poke them with her needle.
Uh-huh. Okay, grandma's got history. Love it.
But they can't find a way out. The house is, ironically, rodent-proof.
Oh, the irony. Trapped. Their own natural escape routes are blocked. That's got to be frustrating.
They get a few lucky breaks, though. Fluffy misses an attack. Muffy can't quite get the door open at first. Little things.
Small mercies.
Yeah.
Keeps the hope alive, maybe.
Yeah. And the DM apparently even nerfed something. Removed a holy weapon effect because it might have ended the fight too fast.
Interesting. So the DM wanted them to figure it out, maybe. Not just have a magic item save the day.
Seems like it. Then somebody tries to pick up the door as a rat.
The whole door. Okay, desperation level. Critical.
Right. And then, get this, the stream apparently cut to a commercial featuring a barbarian just wailing on cats.
Well, that's hilarious. The contrast.
I know. Back in the game, the needles are doing like 1 or 2 points of damage. Pitiful.
Barely scratching them, I bet.
But then, one player does manage to land a hit that takes out Fluffy. 2 points of damage. Kills the kitten in game terms.
Whoa! They killed Fluffy.
Well, killed. But the player immediately backpedals like, whoa, I didn't mean to kill him, just disable him.
Okay. Still role-playing, even now. Maintaining character ethics. That's pretty cool.
But then, uh-oh. Muffy finally gets the door open.
Oh, dear. The main boss enters the arena.
The player with the fireplace stone takes their shot, climbs up, drops it.
Does it work? A critical hit.
Does 2 points of damage.
2 points on a full-grown cat. Ouch. Or rather, not ouch.
Yeah, but Muffy basically shrugs it off and swats Grandma again, knocking her off the doorframe she'd climbed onto.
Poor Grandma. She can't catch a break.
Leads to Grandma apparently letting out a Bella cry, whatever that is, and retreating. Sounds dramatic.
It does. So things are looking pretty grim.
But here's a kicker. It turns out Grandma had an ability they forgot about. Divine Strike. Could have added like 100d8 radiant damage to her needle pokes.
Are you serious? That could have actually made a difference. A radiant needle.
Maybe. But in the chaos, they just missed it. Easy to do, I guess, when you're a terrified rat.
True. Information overload. Stress. You forget things. Still, what a missed opportunity.
But somehow, against all odds, they managed to defeat the cats. The description sounds more like they survived until the cats got bored or something, rather than want to fight.
Maybe outlasted is a better word.
Probably. And then the mists roll back in, swirl around, and pop. They're back to normal. Humanoid forms, gear, everything.
Just like that. The ordeal is over.
Almost. One player looks down and realizes they're still holding a sewing needle.
Huh. A little souvenir from their trip to Rodentia. Perfect.
The player reactions are great. Just disbelief. One basically says, did that really just happen?
I bet. I'd be thinking the same thing. What a fever dream.
And the DM jokes about cat scratch fever, but then confirms, if they'd actually died as rats, that would have been it. Permanent death.
Whoa. Okay, so the stakes were actually super high, despite the absurdity. That adds a layer. It wasn't just a joke encounter.
Nope. Real danger.
Mm-hmm.
So looking ahead, they're actually going to keep going with episode 3. Need to find a new player, maybe rebuild a character.
And where are they going next?
The plan is, quote, going directly into the shit.
After being rats hunted by cats? Sounds about right. Can't get much weirder, can it? Or maybe it can.
Who knows? So the big takeaways from this deep dive. Just the sheer whiplash of it all, right? The sudden scale shift, the power loss.
Yeah, and how that forced them to be resourceful in really unexpected ways, using needles, planting stone drops, It's creative problem solving under extreme duress.
And it shows how humor and genuine peril can mix in these games to create something really memorable. Yeah. It wasn't just funny, it was dangerous funny.
Exactly. It's a testament to how embracing the unexpected, the completely bizarre, can lead to fantastic gaming moments. They had to adapt completely.
Makes you think, doesn't it? If that happened to you, poof, you're tiny, facing something huge. What's your first move? Hide. Fight with a toothpick. Try to reason with a giant cat.
It's a fun thought experiment. But yeah, this dive into episode 2 really highlights that adventures don't always follow the map. Sometimes the best parts are the weird detours.
Totally. The moments that make you say, remember that time we were rats? Those stick with you, and it leaves you wondering what else this campaign has in store for them.
After surviving Muffy and Fluffy, maybe anything else seems manageable. Or maybe the weirdness is just beginning.